Joining us right now, Jeff DeForest and the lovely and talented Miss Leslie Visser on 640 WFTL. Joining us right now from InsideTheU.com is Mr. Chris Stock. Chris, how are you? A little fatigued today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, late night, but definitely worth it. But I'm doing good.
Actually, you should be so exhilarating. You know, it was just such a wonderful, wonderful performance. I'm starting Harris for Heisman. Am I a little ahead of myself?
You're not the first person. You know, fans are excited. Randy Phillips, you mentioned there a little bit, but yeah, he said it too. He's like, you know, how about Ja'Cory for Heisman? So, yeah, Ja'Cory looks great back there. Definitely passing the ball well. And, you know, for the first time in a long time, I mean, there's definitely excitement, especially on offense, and that hasn't happened. It's been quite some time. This is my seventh year covering the team, and it hasn't quite been like this on offense. So it's definitely exciting down here in Coral Gables.
Do you think that offense is virtually unstoppable? I mean, we know Virginia Tech has a great defense, so will that show us?
Well, I think, you know, they're definitely doing things well. You know, passing the ball, you know, Ja'Cory looks, you know, everything looks open for him. Everything looks easy. You know, receivers look wide open. You know, Mark Whipple has been great, offensive coordinator. You know, Virginia Tech is a good defense. I think the thing about Miami's offense, you know, you're looking at an ACC conference that's not particularly strong, and it doesn't look like right now that people in the ACC are going to be able to stop them, at least on the passing game. You know, the running game actually has performed well, and, you know, they're steady. It's definitely not going to be a strength of theirs all season, but, you know, as long as they're steady, you know, it definitely opens up the passing game, and right now there's no reason to believe that Miami's offense can be stopped.
So, Chris Stock of InsideTheU.com, Hurricanes big over Georgia Tech last night, dominating performance. Scoreboard not even indicative of that at 33-17. It wasn't lopsided enough in terms of the points scored overall in the game. Now, we're talking about Whipple and Whipple ball, and everybody's excited about it because Patrick Nix had something of an offensive philosophy that I think was developed originally by Cro-Magnon Man, and people just weren't stimulated watching Hurricane football. They thought, hey, if we have all these weapons and these young recruits that are supposed to be so high wire at the skill positions, why aren't we seeing more activity? Now we're seeing it, and it's interesting because it's obviously a new philosophy entirely, and yet Ja'Cory Harris seems to be in complete command of what Whipple wants him to do.
Yeah, dude, you're definitely right. You know, Whipple is definitely creative. We saw it in spring out there, and you know, just different formations. I think that's the thing that's confusing guys. I mean, guys are completely open, you know, watching them from the press box. I mean, you see guys, you know, Ja'Cory has all the time in the world. The offensive line has been great in pass protection. And, you know, what Whipple's coming up with game plans, getting guys on one-on-one coverage, you know, and definitely isolating matchups. And Ja'Cory has got a couple options. I think in years past, you'd see receivers out there. And, you know, if one guy was covered, that would be about it. The play would break down and there wouldn't be too many options where, you know, Ja'Cory's got a couple options out there, the guys to pass to. So, you know, it's just definitely exciting and good to see. And, you know, another thing with Patrick Nix and obviously the game plan, you know, guys are a year older this year at receiver, but also, you got to look at the quarterback situation. Last year, you're running two guys in there, and I never was a big fan of that. And, you know, it definitely didn't help any offensive continuity there.
Chris Stock of InsideTheU.com with us here on 640 WFTL. Now, a year ago, I think Georgia Tech amassed more yardage than Jim Brown did in his NFL career in that single game, a throttling by Georgia Tech, an embarrassment, and it appeared there was no way that the Hurricanes could deal with that triple option. And last night, they looked faster. It looked like the old days when they used to take on, like, Oklahoma and Nebraska when they were still that 3 yards in a cloud of dust mentality. Just faster and whipping people to the spot. How did that turn around? Because the defense didn't look that good against Florida State.
No, they looked terrible last year. You know, 407 yards rushing. I mean, the second most in school history, and they looked bad. You know, I was watching that game quite a bit leading up to this one and just kind of watching it, wondering how they're going to make adjustments. And, you know, coaches were confident, players were confident that they had a new game plan, but, you know, leading up to the game, you feel like that's all talk. And then you go out there and you see the first drive, you know, you feel like, you know, the first couple of drives, if Miami's able to slow them down and make adjustments in the first couple of drives, they should be fine the rest of the game. And in the first drive, they held them to a field goal. And second drive, they just, you know, held them without any points. So I think they just got a lot of confidence. You know, the defensive ends were great, you know, getting to the ball. And they talked about playing assignment football. Guys looked to be in pretty good position. And, you know, it definitely was a team effort. And you're right, the speed just kind of caught up with Georgia Tech and Miami definitely look fast out there, and that's another exciting thing that you always hear about Miami's speed, and sometimes it's just been, it hasn't been a strength for them, but this year on both sides of the ball, it looks to be back, and that's another reason to be excited about Miami football right now.
Yeah, tip of the cap to the defensive coordinator. We always hear about Mark Whipple, but John Lovett's doing a heck of a job. Let me ask you this. Can you still call the Miami Hurricanes underdogs?
I think a little bit. I think that just because they're young. I mean, they're 19-19 the last 3 years coming into the season. I still think that they still feel like they're underdogs, and they're okay with that role. I think, they're quickly picking up steam on a national level. You're playing two national televised games and coming up with wins and looking good while you're doing it. So I know that there's quite a bit of buzz around the country. I know fans down here are excited, but Miami's, this four-game stretch is still in the underway. And you lose the next two, you're 2-2, and then the excitement's gone. So I think they still feel, after Virginia Tech's gonna be tough, and obviously Oklahoma, but at the ACC, they're definitely looking like they're the team that's playing the best right now. So. But there's a lot of football to be played. There's still 10 games in the regular season, and I don't think they're quite the favorite yet, but they're definitely picking up steam, and it only can intensify after next week.
Well, Chris, thanks so much. Now, I want you to advance this idea if you think it has merit. We need a slogan for this team, so I am offering the greatest show near surf. What do you think? Has some potential.
Is that stunned silence? What is that? Just a total respect for the great Leslie Visser?
Well, maybe she just came up with it right now.
I did just a little while ago. That is my... So in the absence... Well, you work on that too. We need a slogan, and when we talk to you next week, we expect you to have one.
Can you put something out there on the website?
Yeah, the greatest show
we come up with something.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right. Sounds good.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Chris Stock of InsideTheU.com.
Good man. Yeah, he's a good man.